This is the University of Nebraska Online Worldwide Halftime Show. Earn the degree that earns respect. Go to online.nebraska.edu.
And we welcome you back. Halftime, 20-7, Michigan State with a lead over the Nebraska Cornhuskers. We're thrilled to be joined by J.B. Milliken, Nebraska president. I heard today that Lincoln, Nebraska, now J.B.'s being termed the San Diego of the Big Ten. What a beautiful day we have here, huh?
Let's hold that thought, see if it's like that at the Iowa game.
Yeah, it may turn completely around for that game. Well, I know you announced this week a record number of international students at the university.
That's because they want to come to the San Diego of the Midwest.
Talk about where they're coming from and what attracts them here to Nebraska.
Well, first of all, over 3,600 international students from 130 countries at the University of Nebraska. And they come for essentially the same reason that U.S. students come. They get a high-quality education at an affordable price from a university with a great reputation. They can be an environment like Lincoln and Kearney and Omaha where they feel safe and welcome and they have great opportunities. The majority of our students are from China, India, South Korea. China is an especially large number of that, but we also have a great presence in Brazil and Turkey and Japan and many other countries. You know, U.S. education, including the University of Nebraska, is still the gold standard around the world, and so when people have the opportunity to study abroad and to study in Nebraska, they'll do it. An example is Brazil, where the country has started a program called the Scientific Mobility Program to send the best and the brightest Brazilians abroad. You may remember, we talked about this a year and a half, 2 years ago. The first year they sent students abroad, the University of Nebraska was the single largest recipient. This year, there were stories all over the country about Nebraska being third in the U.S., which is an amazing statistic, and people have trouble believing us because we are such an attractive place for those students to live and study.
Yeah, and I know you would like to get more to come here.
I would. You know, we set a goal at the beginning of the decade to double the number by 2020, and so that means 6,000 international students. We grew about 5% this year. We're going to have to grow a little more to hit that mark, but you know, if we hit that mark, we'd be among the leaders in the country in terms of international student presence.
How does the university benefit and the state benefit from having international students?
Well, you know, I'm asked that a lot when I go around the state, and the first answer I can give is the easiest one, that the economic benefit to the state is terrific. A national source that studies this economic impact in states across the country said that last year $110 million was spent in Nebraska by international students. Over $20 billion nationally is spent by those students. So that's the first thing. But I would say that the main reason is the impact they have on our campuses and our communities, the impact they have on our students who are studying with them and our communities. You know, we live in an increasingly global community. I want all our students to study abroad, but if you don't have that opportunity, having people from China and Japan and Brazil and Turkey in your class, in your dorm, is a great experience. It will help these students be ready to compete across the world.
You've built a number of new international partnerships this year. I know you have talked about in the past your relationship with the university in Turkey. What areas are you working in?
Well, you know, this is one of the things I'm most proud of because one of my predecessors, a great university president, Cliff Hardin, really helped create the first land-grant university in Turkey after the war. So about 60 years ago in Ataturk. And I was there last year to renew that partnership, which had gone dormant. And they were so happy to see the University of Nebraska there. They went around the room and introduced themselves. And quite a number of these Turkish faculty members in Turkish accents told me that they were Cornhuskers. And that was a great feeling. Then they visited after that, and we've established some relationships with our students going back and forth. Turkey's a critically important part of the world between the Middle East and Europe with a foot in both places. And it's a real pivotal country. And I love the fact that our faculty and students have a chance to be there.
Well, let's turn this around. What benefits are there for Nebraska students studying abroad?
Well, as I mentioned before, this is something that I'd like to see all our students do. Every time I talk to an undergraduate who has studied abroad, they say, it changed my life. And these students seem wise beyond their years. And it isn't that they see the lights and want to stay in wherever they've studied. They come back to Nebraska and they say, I was thrilled to have that experience. I learned so much about people around the world, and I also learned what a great thing we've got going here. And I brought that experience back with me, back to Nebraska. Now that'll help me in my life and my career. And it's a terrific experience for these students. So I hope everybody has a chance to do it. You know, it's almost like internships, I think, are. It gives you an extra edge in the workplace, but also just gives you an experience that helps you grow and develop as a person and an employee and a voter who understands the world in a different way.
Great. Love the topic. Good to see you. Have a great week.
Great to see you. Let's close this out in the second half.
We've been a comeback team.
Yes, that's right.
J.B. Milliken, University of Nebraska president. 20-7, Spartans are the lead at the half. We've got more coming up.
This is the University of Nebraska Online Worldwide Halftime Show. Earn the degree that earns respect. Go to online.nebraska.edu.